Very good. We could have scored more goals. Second half, we were a little bit off it, but the shape, and once again, keeping that clean sheet, managing the game. Had a few chances second half as well. And like, it's football, you know, it's fine margins, and the one that we got, it's a harder second one, a scrappy one for a set piece. You're wishing it happened earlier, but we'll take it. You know, good result, and I says that to the boys, it's one game at a time, we're not getting carried away. But that one's for the supporters. I says before the match, I knew they would come out, play their part, didn't have to ask them to do anything. I think it was over 5,000 here tonight. Good advert for Scottish football, and I'm just delighted that we won it.
Feel as though you could have maybe had the game wrapped up a wee bit quicker.
Yeah, I do, but that's football. You don't be, you take it, you know, as long as we win the game and keep a clean sheet. But we had enough chances to win the game in the first half, I felt. We were very, very good. Second half, we just had to manage it a little bit. And then I felt when they might have went a 4-4-2, I might have felt the game might have opened up for us a little bit in terms of that straight lines, and we're good at playing against that. So it never quite materialised, but still created enough chances in the second half, and I think we managed the game very, very well.
Yep,
I says that, Kevin. I've had to have many a discussion with him in terms of, I think Kevin sees himself as an out-and-out goal scorer, which he is, left foot, right foot. But I've asked him to sort of put that to the one side, because usually these guys forget to do, you know, press to the front and get after it and all that stuff. You know, all these sort of poacher strikers. And we've asked him just to put that in his game and hoping that the goals will come. So he's got 2 goals tonight. He could have had another one, but we'll take the 2, and I'm absolutely delighted for him.
Very welcome. 3 points, too.
Yep. As I say, though, that's for the supporters and everyone connected to Dunfermline. It's 3 points on, hopefully, to our survival in this league. We're under no illusions. We know what's all to play for. And we need to stick together and just keep battling away. That's a good question, actually, because I've been in that situation myself. And if you've seen us over the last, apart from Inverness, but if you've seen us over the last 3 or 4 games, to be where we are and play the style of football that we are, right on the front foot, the fans are enjoying it. You can see, I can see a connection with them. To do that, that's all credit to the players. And they work very hard on the training pitch. There's a good spirit amongst them. And I think that shows up on the pitch, that's evident. Okay.
Cheers, boys.